Good morning. We hear in the gospel today a couple things. First, do not let your hearts be troubled. Then, I am the way and the truth and the life. Then, you will do the works that I do and far greater than these. And if we focus on these things that God wants to say to us, it's all God's word to each of us today. So first thing he says is, do not let your hearts be troubled. Huh? This past weekend, of course, I was in Columbus, Ohio at a retreat center. We had 50-some guys there. Great guys. Huh? We had a fine time. There was four of them that were younger that were all pagans, but they made me laugh. It was supposed to be a silent retreat, and they made me talk. But anyway, so, but it was a good thing to see these young men and these older men and all these guys that were just hungry for God. And hungry for where God was calling them to. And I often just reflect that, you know, why aren't all of us like that? Why don't we really just hunger for him the way we need to? But anyway, so we focused on this reading. And we talked about, you know, let not your hearts be troubled. And of course, in the midst of it, when I started Friday, I says, well, you know, tomorrow the world's supposed to end, so you better make sure you get to confession tonight. And, you know, and someone would come and say, oh yeah, Father, well, we're concerned. Shut up, you're concerned. Could you imagine, you know, please, the people that got all wacky over that. You know, I know us people, I bet even some people here got all wacky. You know, like, oh, if the world ends. Promises, promises, huh? Like, oh, if only it was the end yesterday. If only. And God, this is what God is saying. Don't let your heart be troubled. So what if the world ends? The world will end the day you drop dead. Don't let your heart be troubled. That's what he keeps saying to us. That you can always tell something is from God is if it gives you peace. By definition. Huh? So no matter what the world sends us, no matter what the people say, and no matter what, and it was funny, you saw some of the pictures, actually people had their signs up, the world's, oh, come on. People really did everything for this. But where is the reading? Where is it when we take God's word and we sit there and we live this and it says, don't let your heart be troubled. So that's what they should have held up signs. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith in me. And see, Jesus wants to tell us that every day. Huh? Again, I talk about years ago when I was having a bad day. It was one of those tired days, you know. I am in so much need of a vacation or a couple days break right now. About but anyway, so I was having one of those days. And as I come before and I fell before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament over at St. Luke's, and I'm laying on the sanctuary floor, and my heart was troubled. And it was a mess. And I had the Word of God, of course, which is always the way that God heals us. He'll always heal you with the Word of God. As much as I talked about it, I ain't going to go there anymore. If you don't want to do it, don't. But the reality is, when I sat there and I knelt before him and I opened up the Word of God, it came to, let not your heart be troubled. And when the Lord spoke that to me at that moment, it was kind of like he went and took his hand and reached into my heart and says, let not your heart be troubled. And he healed my heart. Huh? That when you encounter God in his word, when you encounter him in his presence, God always wants to tell you, I don't want your heart to be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith in me. And then we look and say, well, why should I let my heart be troubled? And he says, because I am the way and the truth and the life. That when we come to Christ, he is the way through truth that leads us to life. That whenever we come to God, of course we're going to have to die. We went through our Lenten period where we died, but this is the Easter period where everything that God does leads us to life. Even if the world was to end yesterday, would that be bad? No, it means eternal life. If he ends today, eternal life. The end of pain, the end of suffering, the end of wars, the end of cancer, the end of hatred, it's all gone. And life begins eternally. And who doesn't want that? Is there a problem? As long as you're in Christ Jesus, you know, like St. Catherine of Siena, I think it was Catherine, one of the saints said, either Catherine of Siena or Teresa Avila said, all the way to heaven is heaven because Jesus said, I am the way. All the way to heaven is heaven because Jesus said, I am the way. So if you and I live in Jesus, if you and I surrender ourselves every day, if we dwell with him in his word, if we are in the way himself, you know, Jesus could say, I am the Father and the Father is in me. We can easily say, I am in Jesus and Jesus is in me. Can we say that? You'll receive communion today. And again, he doesn't leave you 5 minutes later. We can say that God dwells in me. So when we really start focusing on the reality that God is in me, because Jesus Christ is God and he is in me, that I am on the way to heaven, I already start to experience heaven and life while I am on earth. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You're already halfway home. And when Christ lives in you, you already experience life because he is life. And then he makes us the greatest promise that I, you know, it was my last talk yesterday with the men. And I just said, gentlemen, I want you to get this. Jesus said, you will do what I do and far greater than these. Huh? Well, it wasn't too long ago we talked about this here on a Sunday. That God's promise to us is that you're going to do all the works that I did, but even far greater. Why? Because I'm going to the Father. And so again, that when you and I focus our life on Jesus, when we surrender ourselves to him, when we dwell with him in his word, we have life and we beget life. Because all the works that Jesus did had to do with life. He brought life to dead people. He brought life to the sick. He brought the word of life to people he preached to. He had people in leprosy he gave life to. That when Jesus was present, he brought life. And so the same is said to us. So he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. All the way to heaven, I mean, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Dwell in me, and you will do what I did, and you're going to do far greater things. Not because of us, because of him. But the key is, will you and I fully, completely surrender? Will we dwell with him? Will we spend time with him? Will we focus on Jesus or will we focus on the world? Again, the big problem with the last couple days is everybody was focusing on the world ending instead of Jesus coming. And that's the problem. So even I was listening to Fox News because I had a four-hour drive down on Friday, and the woman, she had, well, there's one theologian that says the world isn't going to end, and there was another theologian, they says, I think I like that one better than this one. And they were just, okay, whatever is going to affect me, I don't want the world to end, I don't want my life to stop. Again, focused on self, focused on the world, focused on all this stuff instead of being focused on the way, the truth, and the life. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to let your hearts be troubled if you focus on the way, the truth, and the life. And he promises you and me that all the things he did, we'll be able to do, and far greater. Padre Pio showed that, did he not? As we talked about last week, he bilocated. What was the difference between you and Padre Pio? Nothing. The same Christ that dwelt in Padre Pio is the same Christ that dwells in you. The difference is he fully surrendered himself to the power of God, where we do not. We need to keep going, keep surrendering, keep emptying ourselves out, keep focused on God, so that as Padre Pio did greater things than God, than Jesus, so can we. The only difference is he trusted in the Lord. He surrendered to the Lord. And so often we only look at ourselves and our power and our money and the world around us. So, people of God, don't let your hearts be troubled. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you do that, you will do what he did and far greater than these. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.